Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for that introduction, Rachel, and thanks so much for joining me on another weekday podcast. In Proverbs chapter 11, verse 18, the scriptures say, "A wicked person earns deceptive wages, but the one who sows righteousness reaps a sure reward." Now, here's the key. What is unreal wealth? That's a good question, right? I mean, we're trying to rebuild our country in a post-COVID world, and what is unreal wealth? Without a relationship with God, our Creator, your income is deceptive, or literally, unreal. In the Hebrew, seker. Why? Because as we've seen, money's spiritual power lies in its ability to make us think it can give us far more than it can. We can slide into believing that we could have a greater life if it were just for a little more money. I've been there. As a matter of fact, it's one of the things I struggle with most, which is, do I have enough? And am I living in some type of desire for always more? Friend, listen, don't slip into believing that your life is going to always be better if you just have a bit more money. We think that with the money, it will somehow come with life and with peace, but that's not always true. I've discovered the two greatest assets in the world that you can possess are peace and freedom. The only true solution to the power of money over us is to see ourselves rich in Christ Jesus. Because you see, in Him, we are, according to Luke 12:21, rich toward God. Riches on this earth bring some short-lived status for sure. And honestly, they allow us to have a lot of fun things that there's nothing wrong with. But as the scriptures say, the love of money can cause us great trouble. Well, when we take a look at what riches on earth bring us, including those short-lived status gains, we also find security. But in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called, according to Romans 8:28. Riches on earth will indeed bring us some power, but we rule with the Lord Jesus, according to 2 Timothy. Jesus has paid all of the debt and the only debt that could destroy us. And that makes all other debts inconsequential. Because in Jesus, my friend, you are truly, truly, truly rich. In your life or the life of someone else, have you seen the false promises of what wealth being exposed for can be, can do, and are? And ask yourself, am I truly wealthy enough in Christ? Lord, let me seek real wealth found in your worth day by day, moment by moment. Lord, I praise you and I thank you for your goodness. My friend, thanks for joining me on another weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.